Talktainment Radio, worldwide sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard. You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalktainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
Welcome to the second hour of The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr., heard exclusively on TalktainmentRadio.com. We go where you go, and we call ourselves the world's greatest radio. You, right now, are now in touch with The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr., and I am the co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is Radio the Way It Should Be Heard. We want you to get in contact with the show, and you can do so by calling 1-877-932-9766. You can also see and hear the show by going to the YouTube channel, typing in the word Talktainment, and then you type into the word radio, and then scroll down to where it says Talktainment number 2, and hit the, you're right there, hit the subscribe and like button while you're there. If you want to Gmail me, and I can't promise you for sure that I will read it today, I'm efforting to do that. 7 Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. You can hear the entire program also by going to facebook.com/Talktainment. And then lastly, we want you to do this. Go to the TalktainmentRadio.com homepage and click on Listen Live. Bam, you're right there, and hit the subscribe and like button there. Our topic today for January the 23rd, 2019, is the counter-racist codified response to the government shutdown. Trust me, we've been trying to get there, but we have to take the phone calls and then Gmails too. With that being said, we are going to go to the phone lines and caller. You are now on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Mr. Fuller. If I heard you correctly, you said that racism, white supremacy, they always make moves that's going to strengthen racism, white supremacy. And with Kamala Harris deciding to run for president, I Googled her family yesterday and found that her husband is a white man. Now, if the Electoral College decides to allow her to become president of the United States, this is what I see, and I want to get your opinion on it, that they will put a black face as president to pretty much try to calm America down, but then at the same time, with her husband being a white man, we have what I perceive is that them putting her, the perception is that this is a white man that can put her in her place or convince her covertly or overtly or without her knowledge to support racism, white supremacy, and I wanted to get your input on that.
Well, like I said, the criteria, according to the code, is you can look at all these things and take note of it, take mental note, without making any comment. You just simply say, does racism exist or does it not exist? And if it still exists, every white person is suspect in keeping it in operation because that's what it takes. It takes the majority of the white people of this planet to keep racism operating. Now, who the racists are, you can just blanket, just you know, just make blanket remarks about that and just simply say they are who they are. We don't know who they are. I don't know who they are. Nobody points them out to me. And as long as this is the case and you still have a system of white supremacy, which is the world government, then you say the white supremacists are running everything. I don't care how many black people are sitting behind a desk making speeches or coming to a podium or wearing fine clothes or riding around in limousines or have a certain title. You don't pay any attention to that at all. This is 2019. That doesn't mean anything. The only thing that means anything is that do you still have racism in operation as the dominant government of this planet, or don't you have? One way or another. And if the answer is yes, all of that people who gets elected to this and who got who's holding this position and who has a title that's got a position that has 15 titles to it matters not one iota of anything. Does racism exist or doesn't it? Is it the dominant government on the planet or is it not? And if it's not, what is the dominant government on the planet? See, that's how you do the equation, mathematically. That's how you come to the logic. Some people will say, oh, racism isn't the dominant government of the planet. I mean, no, white supremacy, that ain't the dominant government. You got white supremacists, but that's minor. I mean, you know, the real government is something else. Something else like what? Something else like what? That's the question. And as long as you can't come up with that something else and prove it by evidence, white supremacy is the government, and it doesn't make any difference which black person is doing what on any given Wednesday or Thursday or Sunday. That doesn't matter at all. You either have it or you don't. 2019, maybe 7,000 years ago, we could look at it a different way. Or whenever racism began. But in 2019, we shouldn't be looking at it like what black person has what position. We say, does racism exist or doesn't it? That's the only thing you go by. You don't do it by increments. You don't get, the racists do not get credit for putting a black person, say, 2 feet from the goal line. The question is, did you make the goal line?
Mm-hmm.
Which means, does racism still exist? That's the only question. You wake up in the morning and go to bed at night, and if it still exists, your position should be, like I said at the beginning of this program, nothing has been done. No progress has been made at all. That's the only way to look at it in 2019. Then, what does this do when you have that type of mentality? When you say no progress has been made, none. With all everything that everybody's done, no progress has been made at all. When you look at it like that, then that gives you the incentive to do what? More than you're already doing. Otherwise, you would take that, well, maybe if we can get five more black people with a position and a title, I mean, you know, running a grocery store in a particular town, in a particular city, somewhere on the planet, and we all line up and applaud because black people are supposed to be the most celebratory people on earth, running on empty. But we celebrate everything. We take two baby steps, and that calls for 15 years of celebration. We need to stop that completely. In fact, we are not eligible to celebrate anything because celebration time comes when racism ends. That should be the codified procedure. Black people are not known for celebrating anything. We don't recognize a celebration as being worth anything. Hand clapping and celebrating and turning flips and saying, G Jubilee is here. Hallelujah is here. No. We haven't made any progress. We've been standing on zero like forever. That should be our position. And we are going from zero to 100, if 100 is the limit. Everything in between doesn't count. Nothing in between. 50-yard line means absolutely nothing. 75-yard line, if you compare it to football, means nothing. And if you compare it to basketball, dribbling down the court, looking cute, means absolutely nothing. Every time you touch that ball, it's a slam dunk. Otherwise, you got no business on the court.
Okay. Thank you, caller, for your your call. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see here. Let's do this here. If I get the right page here, and then we can get to it. Okay. Here we go. All righty. I believe it's Aisha, and if I'm wrong on that, pardon me. She asked this question, Mr. Fuller. She says, now remember, this is we're talking about the subject today, the counter-racist codified response to the government shutdown. But she asked this, Mr. Fuller, when two people are having a conversation, is there ever a time when it is okay to interrupt one another while speaking?
Ever time okay to do what?
She said, when two people are having a conversation, is there ever a time when it is okay to interrupt one another while speaking?
I still didn't get that last few words.
She said,
is it okay to what?
To interrupt.
Interrupt?
Yes.
No. And I have done that. I've interrupted people on occasion. And that is an absolute no-no. You don't interrupt. You wait until the person says whatever the person has to say. That's just courtesy. And that is what you call constructive conversation. When you interrupt, you're not having a constructive conversation. And in every conversation that a black person is involved in should be a conversation. And that conversation should be constructive. Otherwise, it's really not conversation. It's really not communication. And black people should, we're going to, this is January of 2019, we should say, you should set as your goal, one of your goals, never have an argument with anybody. It's the difference between an argument and a conversation. Now, what's the difference? A conversation is designed to come to a constructive conclusion. An argument is just that. It is a whole lot of fumes and smoke and yelling and name-calling, maybe. No, none of that. And if you find yourself drawn into that, what you do is say, I will talk to you at some other time. That's the codified procedure. Sir, ma'am, it looks like we are moving from a conversation to an argument. That's never supposed to happen. Conversations are supposed to lead to something constructive. You don't go down the road of something non-constructive. And when it looks like this back and forth is getting to be non-constructive, you say, sir, ma'am, I will talk to you at some other time. And then you dismiss yourself. If you don't do it physically, you dismiss yourself from saying anything else, because that's your final statement at this particular time. Sir, ma'am, I will talk to you at some other time. Now, they can continue talking, but you don't say anything else. Why? Because you don't want to argue. Arguments don't produce anything. Conversation does.
Okay. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7 no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's one that I'm going to, if there's such a word, as reshare. But I did this in the first hour, and all I'm saying is there's a show that Talktainment Radio produces, and it is called The Quay Morgan Show. Okay, in the vernacular of some people, it is completely off the chain. It is that good. Well, to some people. Anyway, it is that good. Very informative. She does her research in whatever subject that she is discussing, and I think that you may find it informative and entertaining. That and other shows that we have here at Talktainment Radio, and trust me on this one, we have the exclusive. Check it out. Go to the TalktainmentRadio.com homepage and look under programs, and there is a list of all the programs that Talktainment Radio has, and it continues to expand. TalktainmentRadio.com, the way radio should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And our subject today, January the 23rd, 2019, is the counter-racist codified response to the government shutdown, which we've actually been trying to get to. I have Mr. Fuller's thoughts on that since the beginning of the show, but we also answer phone calls and do Gmails. And speaking of phone calls, we have a phone call right now. Caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
Hello, everyone.
Yes, sir, you're on. Go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah. Okay, so here's my question. I live in a multicultural city, and run over stats that indicate racial bias are published. Black people often fare much worse than any other groups. I'm just going to list a little something that was done recently in my city. It says statistics show that black people, specifically black men, were overrepresented in everything from investigations into use of force and sexual assault by police to inappropriate or unjustified searches and charges. Stats never, in my city, a very multicultural city, doesn't show any racial bias against other groups like Chinese or East Indians. And there's no, for example, there's no activism from these groups. I never heard of a Chinese Lives Matter group. And even many of your examples, Mr. Fuller, are when you talk about racism, you use the word black people. So my question is that, why is this? Other groups seem to go through life, even though they are non-white, and in this non-white group, they appear to go, their reality is nothing close to the reality of black people in Western society. And I don't know if grouping us all together is helping black people get out of racism.
Mr. Fuller?
So the question is, why is this?
Why is it like this? And is it then, if they've hardly seemed to, or racism doesn't appear to be a reality in their life day to day like it is with black people, is it beneficial for us to group all non-white people together, especially where their experience is much closer to the group, to the white people's experience than the black people's experience, but we're all grouped in the same non-white group?
Yes. According to the code, yes. All victims of racism are functionally equal victims, even though physically you might find one victim. This is even true among black people, more comfortable. Because that's basically what you're talking about, comfort, that one word, comfort. Well, even if you look at certain individuals, you will find one black person who is in a more comfortable position than another black person. Not all black people on the planet are uncomfortable equally, but they are all classified as prisoners of war. So it's the same way with the different shades of black. Black people, brown people, yellow people, and you're correct that it seems like some non-white people are better off than others or don't have the same degree of a problem that others have. And this is true. But they all come under the system of white supremacy. And here's the bottom line. The white supremacists determine what your status is going to be. So the white supremacists will say, well, I got some people here that I call East Indians, all right? So I'm going to position them, because I teach them all. They don't know nothing except what I teach them, all right? So I'll teach them to run this type of business, run that type of business and all like that. And I'll allow them to do that. And I will position the places where they will be allowed to do it. They're not going to be allowed to do it anywhere. They're going to be allowed to do it where I assign on this planet. I'm talking about not neighborhoods or so-called multicultural, which there's a problem with that term, too, because all cultures are multi. I mean, all cultures have different. Culture is nothing but what you're doing at the time that you're doing it. So when you say multicultural, every person is multicultural because every person does different things from one minute to the next. You pick up a pot or a pan, or you drive down a street. I mean, so your culture, when you're driving a car, is car-driving culture. Doesn't make any difference who's driving the car. That's your culture at the time you're doing it. But the white supremacists say it. You know, they put this thing in black people's minds or non-white people's minds about culture is something very mysterious. And only, it's something you put in a green box and you hide it in a closet somewhere. And every now and then somebody goes and discovers, oh, I found East Indian culture, or I found black culture. This is black culture. I found it in this green box in the closet. I found it up under the Great Pyramid. Culture is nothing but what you do at the time that you are doing it. If you are participating in a drive-by shooting in New Delhi, India, and you are called an Indian in New Delhi, and you are participating in a drive-by shooting, drive-by shootings is East Indian culture, if that's what that East Indian that's doing it is doing it at that time. And that's all that it is, and nothing else. Doesn't make any difference what he has for breakfast that morning, and they say that's East Indian food. That's just food.
Okay. Wow. All right, let's go to the Gmail. This is from Homeschool257. Good rising, Mr. Fuller. My question for you is this. How do you keep from having an emotional response every time a racist and or suspected racist tries to induce one? And how do you teach your children how to rein in their emotions, especially teenagers?
Oh, controlling your emotions comes from attaching your emotions to logic. And that applies to everybody. That doesn't have anything to do with age. You use logic. Your emotions are supposed to lead you to logic. Now, the white supremacists, once they capture people, the one thing that they tell black people is that you can have all the emotions you want. You can be as emotional as you want. Black people are very emotional. Black people, you know, they get mad in a minute and get happy in a minute, and then they get sad in a minute, and it is all over the place. Just a bundle of emotions, you know. But a white person is steady. Why is that white person steady? For the most part, the average white person is much steadier than a black person. Why? What makes that white person steady? Because he or she is white? No, because he or she has been trained to attach emotions to logic, meaning always thinking about outcome, not what you're doing at the moment, but what the result is going to be of what you're doing. And say it takes a white person to do that in the system of white supremacy. But we will train black people to only have emotions. Don't attach their emotions to logic at all. They can have one or the other. They can have logic without emotion, which means they won't have any driving force if you have that, because emotions serve a purpose. Okay? That's why emotions were invented. But emotions are supposed to be always attached to logic. And what is logic? Cause and effect. Being able to use your emotions in such a way that you know what the outcome is going to be. You already know that by which, you know, you got this drive, but you're going to latch on. You're going to use your drive to latch on to logic.
Okay.
See, you can be emotional about sitting at the wheel of a car, and you got all this emotion, and the emotion tells you to step on that gas, but you don't have your hands on the wheel. See, now that's where the logic comes in.
Okay.
You got to have a steering mechanism for all of that power, all that emotions. And black people are trained by the white supremacists to have no steering mechanism for anything that we say and do. That's why we usually mess up everything that we touch.
Wow. Okay. All right, caller, you got 4 minutes, so go ahead and ask your question for Mr. Fuller.
Yes, can you hear me?
You got 4 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, how you doing, guys? So I wanted to ask Mr. Fuller about materialism. I noticed that especially blacks are, we put way too much value on, like, clothes with a name on it, shoes with a name on it, cars with a name on it. So I was thinking that we need to just buy more plain things. And what I mean by that is maybe just like a plain t-shirt, a plain pair of shoes, a plain pair of pants, until we can get over this materialism. So I was wondering, Mr. Fuller, when you shop, do you avoid, say, the big names like Ralph Lauren and Tommy Hilfiger and names like that because our minds are so destroyed?
Mr. Fuller?
The code says always be mathematical in what you do in order to produce a constructive result. And that comes to anything that you do. That's under economics. Economics is how you use your time and your energy. And that will also take in whatever things you touch, time and energy. How do you use your time and energy? That's the most important things that you have. So in order to use your time and energy in an efficient manner, you just have those things that will support the most constructive things that you do in the use of your time and energy. So how many clothes do you need to use the time and energy that you need to do the most constructive things? How many vehicles do you need? What type of vehicle, if you need a vehicle at all right? And just anything that will get the job done in the most constructive manner. That's it. And since you mentioned clothes, even in style, some years ago, decades ago, someone asked me about, what do you say when someone says something about the style of clothes you're wearing because they're saying that it's out of style or something like that. But you are wearing it because it does what you want those clothes to do. I mean, it's adequate, it's neat, as the code says, that the clothes have to be adequate, or they should be, for the weather and whatnot, and for appearance, and neat for appearance, just neat enough, I mean, that you don't attract undue attention or hostile attention where somebody wants to do harm to you or something like that. And that's adequate all the time. If you're talking about clothes, and you can say your clothes are always in style, if you start talking about style, your clothes, and you can say this, because I said this to an audience once. I said, what can you say when someone is kind of, you know, making snide remarks about something you're wearing?
Okay, I'm sorry, Mr. Fuller. I really am, but they're telling me I gotta take the break. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
We can pull.
I'd like to get back to this one.
Yeah, we'll get back to that one. Okay. Right. Thank you. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Check us out on 94.1 WGRN. Podcasts are available. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. Mr. Fuller is going to blast it off when we come back on TalkTainmentRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Entertainmentradio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. Talktainmentradio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
Ready to warm up from this cold weather? Cruise Planners will help you find the perfect vacation spot. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, the Caribbean to Las Vegas to Disneyland, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin online at www.ashkickin.com.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
Help more families learn how to budget and save.
I want my neighbors to have access to health care.
Help create opportunities for everyone in your community. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Sex Code War by Kahari and Aharo. The author of the Essence Magazine bestseller, Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on talktainmentradio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I'm the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And we are trying to discuss the topic, the counter-racist codified response to the government shutdown. Is today's topic for the 23rd, 2019. And many people, Mr. Fuller and callers, many people want to hear Mr. Fuller's response to that. But the protocol here is when you call in, we try to get you on. We'll listen for Mr. Fuller's response and then your Gmails. That's the way it is. That part is scripted, and that's the way that it is in answer to your request number 257, or homeschool 257. Now, 1-877-932-9766 is the number you call. Now, let's get back to what Mr. Fuller was going to say in response to those clothes. Go ahead, Mr. Fuller, your thought. You finish your thought.
Now, I was talking about clothing and people criticizing, particularly among young people. You know, somebody walks up and says, you know, hey, man, what you doing with them shoes on, man? You better get you some real shoes. And talking about maybe the logo on the shoes or the lack of one, or it's not a certain symbol that's on the shoe. Or it's not a certain name that's on the shoe. And or if they're saying something about your clothing, you can always say. And the codified response is, my clothes, sir, are always appropriate for the type of people that I come in contact with.
Okay.
And just leave it right there.
Leave it there.
And then if somebody starts saying something about your style, you say, they'll say, your clothes are out of style. You'll say, well, I disagree with your statement. That's your assessment. But I'm saying it's impossible for my clothing to be out of style. And you can say that to anybody. It's impossible for these clothes that I'm wearing to be out of style. That's impossible. And why is it impossible? Talking about logic now. It's impossible because you are wearing them. That's why they're out of style when you take them off. When you put them back on, they're in style. The very fact that you got them on makes those clothes that you're wearing in style. And if somebody wants to keep up with the styles, follow you around because you make the style. You don't let anybody make the style for you. My clothing are always appropriate for the type of people I come in contact with.
All right.
And just leave it there.
Leave it there.
And don't say anything else. My clothes are always appropriate for the type of people I come in contact with.
Okay. You got it. Okay. So,
now, if you got a problem with my clothes, don't come in contact with me. All right.
Okay. We'll do that. Okay, caller. Now, keep in mind, we're trying to get Mr. Fuller to answer the question. Counter-racist codified response to the government. But what is your question, caller? Go ahead.
Yes. Why is it that us black people value buying products from white stores more so than buying products from a black store, even if it's the same price or the same shirt or shoes? We tend to want to go to the white stores more.
Okay. Mr. Fuller?
That's always been. People have always gravitated toward the people who they say are their masters, or people that set the criteria for them. we just got rid of talking about Jews, whatnot. That would, that, hey, some white person says these are the type of clothes you're supposed to have. This is the type of house you're supposed to have. This is the type of car that you're supposed to have. So you rush out to get it. Why? People always copy after their masters. People all down through history have always done that. Slaves do that. Slaves want to dress up, you know, in hand-me-down clothes on the plantation from the master's house. And not to show out to the master, because you can't do that. A slave gets some clothes from the master and puts them on and struts around in front of the master. The slave knows that that doesn't work very well. So what does the slave do? He gets that top hat, that bowler, or that top hat, that stovepipe hat, and those shoes, and that coat with the split up the back and whatnot. And what does that slave do? Rushes right down by the riverside and say, look what I got. I got the latest. Master give this to me. Ain't it pretty? Y'all envy me. I'm going to strut past you. Everybody line up and watch me strut past. That's always been.
Mm-hmm.
And that will remain with us as long as we have the mindset that we have to do what? Show off to each other. We got to get out of that. That is not supposed to be a life goal. Black people, that's why I use the prison analogy. Prisoners at break time out in the prison yard walking around, showing off their prison uniforms to other prisoners. Now, is that a recipe for not being a prisoner? Is that a recipe for getting out of that situation and having a better world? The answer is no.
Okay.
So here's the whole thing in a nutshell. Stop doing anything to show off, because you don't have the grounds for showing off. Prisoners of war have no grounds for showing off anything, and that includes celebrating anything. They're not qualified.
Okay.
Can't show off. There's nobody to show off to that matters.
Alrighty. All right. Now, Mr. Fuller, let's get to the question that we're supposed to be talking about. Is people are asking, what is the counter-racist codified response to the government shutdown, Mr. Fuller?
Well, the government for black people, it depends on what we mean by shutdown. The system of white supremacy is alive and well, so it's no government shutdown. They're just making adjustments to what they do to the extent that a racist has anything to do with it. And presuming that if it has anything to do with non-white people, all it is just the white supremacists saying, okay, I hired you to pay you a certain amount of money to do a number of things, and now I've decided you will either keep doing these things with no pay, or you will not be doing these things at all with no pay until I say that you'll get some pay. And that's all that it is. And they can do that at any time. And that's your response. Your response is always be prepared to be cut off from anything that's a benefit to you. Oh. That's the codified position.
Oh.
And that's at any time and any place.
Oh, okay.
Always think in terms of what if.
Okay.
If you're doing pretty well, I mean, while you're doing well, be like the squirrel. Put something away.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you are black on this planet, you better believe something awful is going to happen if you are in comfort right now. Always look forward to that day, which might be the next 15 minutes, when you are not in that comfortable situation.
All right. Now.
And always think that way, that something terrible is going to happen if you're doing well.
Okay. Now, is that the same response to the fact that President Trump has called for and is doing a government shutdown, period? Which he said that he would do that, and he has done that. Is that the same type of counter-racist response, codified response that we should have, what you just said?
We should have that response on a daily basis anyway.
Okay.
Under the best of conditions.
Okay.
Always look for the disaster that's going to come around the corner, because most likely it is. If you're a person of color, I don't care how high you're riding, you could be slam dunked down to zero overnight. So don't think that you're in a permanent position in the system of white supremacy. Always think of yourself, if you're a person of color, as being in prison. And in prison, no matter how many ornaments you have in your prison cell, or how much food you're getting today, or how many privileges you have today, you're still in prison. And at any time, you can be thrown into solitary confinement out of that ivory tower that the warden has put you in,
mm-hmm,
on a temporary basis.
Okay.
Always look at it like that. It can be snatched away from you in a minute, not in a long process. They can take it in a minute, yeah, and they don't have to answer to anybody when they do, because there's nobody to answer to.
Mm. Okay. Here's a question. With the previous caller just said concerning, you know, businesses, in particular black brother and sister businesses, what about when, and then going to the white man supporting his business, the question came up, what about when the brothers or sisters asking for your support has a habit of not doing good business, messing up or not providing the services or whatever they're doing, and turn you to go to the white man? What about that? How do you what is the codified response to that?
When a black person,
brother or sister that is operating a business selling the same or a similar product that the white man is selling, but you go anyway to the white man's store because the black man's store does not and has not fulfilled their fiduciary responsibility in terms of serving you the best product. So they force you to go to the white man. What is the codified response, compensatory response to that?
Well, you understand that he or she is in that position because that's where the white supremacists want that person to be. So if you're looking for a service, anytime you make a promise, you just have to keep your promise. That's all.
What if they don't?
If they don't, then you have to tell the person, well, you promised me you were going to do this. Now, part of the code is you don't make promises you don't keep. So if that black business person does not fulfill the promise, you just have to tell them. You know, as a fellow prisoner, you said that you were going to do such and such a thing. You were going to see to it that the guy, I got a better, you work in the commissary. You were going to see to it that I got a better pillowcase,
mm-hmm,
and whatnot. And you promised me that that's what I was going to get. And that's not what you did. So, you know, you didn't keep your promise. And I'm holding you to that you did not keep your promise. Don't promise anything you can't deliver, regardless of your status.
You do that without an argument, is that correct?
No, you do that without an argument. It shouldn't be an argument. You just say, well, I did promise you that, and I didn't fulfill the promise, so therefore you can just put me down as a person who didn't fulfill the promise that I made, and that's it. So I don't expect you to participate in supporting my business anymore because I do not keep my promises. That's it. I mean, hey, you know, you make a promise, you keep it. Otherwise, don't make it. Don't say you're going to do something that you're not going to do.
Okay, we know that, but I'll put it this way. Okay, I have known of businesses, black businesses, that have not fulfilled that responsibility. As a matter of fact, tried to avoid you when they knew that they had done wrong, purposely misused you. And made you, especially if you're losing, $15,000 to $2,000 and they're not doing right, that's kind of hard to walk away from or even to not raise your voice because they did you wrong, and then you got to go to the white man to have them fix that.
Absolutely. That's why the code says what? Don't loan any black person anything that you cannot afford to lose, because chances are you're going to lose it.
Okay.
Here's what you do. Wherever you get things from, you steer that black person toward that source and see if they can get it from that source, which will be somebody white. Because there's one thing about black people. They'll see to it that they pay white folks. All right?
Yes, sir.
They'll see to it. They'll find a way to pay them white folks.
Yes.
Why? Because they know they better. All right? But
yes,
they will look at you and say, well, you black just like I am, and you can't make me pay you. So, ha, ha, ha. I mean, you know, you can just whistle for your money. I mean, you shouldn't have given it to me in the first place. Now, that is exactly what a person told me years ago. A person, you know, on a business deal, a black person actually told me that, and actually said, well, what are you going to do with the money if I give it back to you anyway? As if to say, if you had the money to loan me, it means you didn't need it. That was the message.
Mm.
And a lot of black people have that position.
Yes, sir.
Toward another black person. If you loan me some money, it means you could afford to loan it to me, which means you did not need the money yourself. Therefore, I don't have to pay you back, because you don't really need the money. Because if you needed the money, you couldn't have loaned it to me. That's what you call ghetto reasoning.
I got it.
All right? But the way you get rid of that is, hey, the guy says, hey, Fuller, I'd like to borrow, and I've given this illustration for decades. Fuller, I'd like to borrow $500 from you. I say, well, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to give you $100 on your problem. All right? And he said, man, I don't want you to give me nothing. I need $500. I don't need no $100. I need $500. No, I'm going to give you $100 because that's all that I can afford to give you.
Yes, sir.
Because if I give you $500, I'd be expecting $500 back. I'm not expecting this $100 back. All right?
Okay.
If I give you $500, I'm expecting it back, and I'm not likely to get it.
I like that. Counter-racist codified logic.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I got you. Right. You are so right on that. And
now, speaking if you want to help that black person, you steer them to some white person.
Yeah.
And say, now, this white person is willing to give you, to loan you $500.
Oh.
Now, you know, that's between you and him now.
Yeah.
I know that you'll find a way to see to it you get that money for him.
You have enlightened me. You have enlightened me. Still learning. Okay, TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I'm the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. We still have phone lines open if you wanted to participate. 1-877-932-9766. And our topic, and it's been a good one today, the counter-racist codified response to the government shutdown. But at this particular time, and we're about 5 minutes late, Mr. Fuller, you got to talk about your book, how we can get it, and any other details.
You can get the book by going to producejustice.com, producejustice.com. And what will come up on the screen is a brief description of a book that I wrote, a revised expanded edition 2016, up from the 1984 edition, even though that's there too. Don't get the two books mixed up. You got the 1984 edition, which was the original, and the only reason it's there is because some people have requested the original. But the revised expanded edition has everything that the original is in, for the most part, and it's revised and expanded because it has a lot more pages, has a lot more detailed information in it. That's the 2016 edition. And so you don't want to get those two editions confused. There's also a third volume there that's an addition to the revised expanded edition. And that's a compensatory counter-racist word guide showing you how to use words, how not to use words, what questions to ask when other people use words, because most things are done, correct or incorrect, through the use of words. You use words every day. They are tools to get things done. That's what words are. Words are tools to get things done. So in order to get things done in the correct way, you want to use the correct words, the words that will help best to get it done. And you don't use other words. So you use some words in some situations, other words in other situations. You pick and choose your words carefully. Just don't say anything any kind of way. The system of white supremacy has a way of using words that give the white supremacists strength in everything that they do in the use of language. As a victim of racism, you want to know how to speak and write in a way that words work for you and not against you. And that's what the word guide is for,
yes,
as
sir.
An addition to the basic book.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get the volumes by going to producejustice.com. That's producejustice.com. And they are addressed to the individual person. They're not addressed to organizations. Organizations can use the volumes, but the book is tailored to what an individual person can do each and every day in all of the areas of activity that will best work for that person.
Okay. All right. Today's topic has been January the 23rd, 2019, the counter-racist codified response to the government shutdown. And Mr. Fuller has given plenty of examples and responses to your questions, somewhat related to shutdown. And the main thing is being codified in our responses to everything, because we are in the prison system of white supremacy, racism. One of the things that we've learned this particular hour is, and at least I know I've learned this, is only give away, in regards to business, only give away what you can afford to lose. I never thought about it like that, but it makes logical sense to do it, because if you can't afford to lose in this $500 or $2,000, whatever the case may be, then you really can't afford it. So you have to, as Mr. Fuller indicated, you may have to go to the white man to get whatever services that need to be done. Mr. Fuller, as we begin, we got about 2 minutes before we wrap this bad boy up today, and it's been a good one. Any other thing you want to add to that in regards to our responses in a codified way to this, since we're in this system of white supremacy racism?
Yeah, that's what I meant a while ago by saying in everything we have to have a code. Otherwise, one of the 10 stops is stop squabbling among ourselves and run into the racists to settle it. I mean, if we do that, we get all these squabbles down by the riverside and then run up to the big house and, master, we ain't got sense enough to settle our disputes among ourselves, so you knock our heads together. I mean, we both standing here. You grab us both, knock our heads together, and tell us what you think. And then we'll go back and do it, because that's what we're used to. We can't settle anything ourselves. We got to always run to you, because you master, and you're the only one that got any sense. We never have sense enough to do anything on our own, and that's what codification is supposed to be about.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say black people should cease right this minute participating in anything that sounds like it's going to lead to an argument. No contact, no conflict. In other words, if it looks like it's going to lead to an argument, you break contact right now. You just politely say, I'll talk to you some other time. Now, you didn't say that you're not going to talk to them anymore, but now it's not the time to continue this talk. Why? Because it's escalating into something that's going to get ugly. And then both of you are going to be standing there, hat in hand, scratching your heads, shuffling your feet, and saying, master, please knock some sense into both of our heads.
All right, Mr. Fuller, I have to leave it there. But thank you, Mr. Fuller. Thank you, callers. Thank you, Gmailers. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard. We'll see you next week. Thank you so much for participating.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.